Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is Friday, the 15th, and 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm, and what national day do we have today?
Today is Boss's Day.
Boss's Day.
Boss's Day.
Yeah. You know what? How does your headphones? Did I turn you up too much?
No, they're fine.
Okay. What about you, Trish?
I'm good.
How about now?
Okay.
Now?
A little loud.
Okay. That's you then.
Okay.
They moved the headphones. Bless them. They moved the headphones. So I'm looking at R. That's you. And I'm looking at blue, which is you, and green.
Nobody's blue.
Huh?
Nobody's on blue right now.
Okay. But green.
That's me.
You could look at the microphone.
La, 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 la. Okay. Gee. Don't touch my headsets, Jared. What national day is it today, buddy?
I started with Boss's Day.
Yay!
Or I Love Lucy Day. It was 70 years ago today that I Love Lucy started.
Which is why on the American Movie Classics, they were playing all the Desi and Lucy movies last night. The long trailer, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right. Thank you.
53 degrees in downtown already.
I know it's Friday, but it's Trish Clark.
Yeah, we're doing Friday instead of Thursday, so everybody's all confused. They think they have another day in the week.
Just this week.
Yeah, it's not Thursday, it's Friday. 53 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82 and a low of 52. On Saturday, 84 and 51. On Sunday, cooling off a bit, a high of 71 and a low of 44. And on Monday, 64, getting a little chilly. Monday night, 45. On Tuesday, 66. So it's getting cool. It's actually fall, and it's getting towards the latter part of October, for heaven's sakes. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. So I wonder what the air quality index is today. I bet it's kind of like okay.
It's okay, and it's windy still a little bit.
Right.
But it looks like they're going to start turning everybody's power back on midday.
Midday. And did you get hit with that?
No.
You're
not
on PG&E.
Like I am on PG&E, but downtown Anderson, I think we've actually convinced the people at PG&E that it's really not necessary in a wind incident to cut off people that are undergrounded and or where there's no trees. It kind of makes sense that the downtown portion not be impacted, and most of the city of Anderson. So they're doing a better job of that.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's Friday morning, and we have Katrina. No puppy, but we have a picture of the puppy.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She is.
Her name's Nova. She's a one-year-old pit mix, and she's actually a special needs dog. She is deaf.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a really sweet girl. She definitely needs a home that is willing to work with her. She doesn't know a lot of commands, of course, because she can't hear you, but a lot of our volunteers are working with her on, like, hand signals and learning how to follow commands that way, and it's been proving pretty effective with her.
Sure, you can get them to sit. You can get them to lay down.
Yeah.
You can do all those things just with hand signals.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, but she looks like a sweetie.
She
How big is she?
She's pretty medium-sized.
50?
Yeah.
50, 40, 50 pounds. And is she friendly?
She is friendly.
Probably.
It's kind of funny because I'm even just going to her kennel. She was sleeping the other day, and I went to go play with her. And most of the dogs, you know, they hear us if we come up, but she didn't. So I had to get in the kennel and then kind of, like, gently wake her up.
Yeah, you don't want to scare them.
No.
No.
So yeah, she's really sweet though. She's really curious about her environment. When you take her out for walks, she loves sniffing everything and exploring. Just overall really sweet dog.
Okay. Well, good. So what else is going on out there? Here's a couple other announcements.
Yeah. So, this week we've been doing our virtual auction, in place of doing the Bark Wine and Brew Gala. And tomorrow actually is when we have our live auction. So that's pretty exciting. It's going to be over, like video chat, I believe.
Uh-huh. You go to Haven Humane and that'll take you right to it, right?
Yeah. If you go to havenhumane.org, you can register on there to be a part of it. It's pretty easy to register. You just follow the link.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we got a lot of really good prizes.
Great. Now, somebody came out and did a video of Linda and I with our horse. Have you seen that?
No.
Neither do we. She just came out and did it. And usually like to kind of see what it looks like. But, yeah, she goes, great, one take. And, this is for, they're going to play our video plus many other videos of people during the live auction. Or is it going on now? Do we know if it's going on now?
The video
part
of it? I'm not sure. I imagine it's for the live auction.
And we just say is hey, we're here. This is the first time we've done this. That Haven Humane's done this. And,
so just promoting the live auction.
Yeah,
you're not auctioning your horse.
Oh.
So that's what I was trying to say. Why are you doing that? You're both in love with the horse. What's happening?
No, we would never.
Okay,
no,
I got you.
I don't
want
to have it make a decision between me and the horse. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. And she's only had it for 3 months, or we've only had it for 3 months. Another 3 months, and you know, I don't know if they make Sleep Number beds that fit horses. But she said, do you think she's comfortable? Yes, she's comfortable. This is what horses do. And so I think we're going to be on that with our horse, who actually played a part in this whole thing.
Yes.
So.
That's awesome.
That's what they came out to the stables. So, that's going to start tomorrow. And right now though, you can go online to the silent auction.
Yes, that's right.
And put, buy things and, or at least put bids in. And then tomorrow at the live auction, it starts at?
I believe it starts at 5, but the details are on our page.
Are on
and
the
on
website.
Facebook,
all on so. The website. And great things there to buy, bid early, bid often, bid high, because this is really helping Haven Humane.
And this takes the place of the Bark Wine and Brew that has normally been such a successful fundraiser.
It's always sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always sold out, and it always makes a lot of money. And it's a lot of fun.
It is. And it does a lot for our animals in the area.
Definitely.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, on the 30th, we're going to be at Food Truck or Treat, which is going to be over at Anderson River Park between 5 and 7 p.m. It's just going to be a fun event with different vendors there and a costume contest and a bunch of food trucks. So we're going to be there with a couple of dogs hanging out. So definitely come by and say hi to us.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be in Anderson River Park.
Yes.
And that's going to be when?
On the 30th.
The 30th. Okay. And can you wear a costume?
There's a costume contest.
I was going to say there's a contest
okay,
going
Jared,
on, yes.
Okay. Well, Jared usually likes to put, he'll put his costume on around 7 days before Halloween.
Just kind of wears
he changes it every day.
Oh,
he has come in. You look at Jared. He seems like that kind of quiet, unassuming guy. He comes in here with spandex sometimes and glitter. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. I'm like, Jared, is great.
We'll have to get him on the other side of the camera.
He comes in. The week before, we'll have him come in here. He came as Chewbacca. from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And we'll remind people later on today, tomorrow. Get in there and bid. Bid early. Bid often. Bid high. At the Haven Humane.
And don't forget about the little puppy that is a 1-year-old pit mix.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a cutie. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, when you're out this weekend, why don't you go down to 2539, Larkspur, right here in Reading, to Bastiani Arms. It's probably been a while since you went in and said to yourself, you know what, I need another firearm. It's like girls and diamonds. You can never have enough firearms, never have enough diamonds.
Well, I think that goes both ways, though. I I've always said that a girl cannot have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go. Well, that can be, you know, yeah. and buy your loved one a good pistol or a long
Absolutely.
Gun. I mean, it's, you know, turkey season's coming up. Maybe you want to get them a camo shotgun out there, and you two can go out and sit in a turkey blind together for hours.
Yeah, or you can purchase your wife or your sweetheart a nice small handgun that fits her hand really well. Great gift.
Give me a call for CCW classes, or you can get CCW classes right there at Bastiani Arms. They are our firearms dealer of choice. Great people down there. John Bastiani has been fighting it out with the big box stores for 11 years and has been holding his own. He fights above his weight there. Great gunsmith, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Reading Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Lark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I went to their 15th birthday celebration last night at their main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And, saw that, a lot of people I knew, a lot of people I didn't know, or some people I didn't know. Took my father-in-law with me, Tom. Tom was the hitter.
Oh, they're in town. I'll get to see them tonight.
Yeah, you will. You get to see them tonight. He was the hit of the ball. Women trying to pick him up. I mean, it was embarrassing.
They're such a delightful couple.
They are. And we had Jeff Fink, who was the CEO, was on our show Wednesday morning, and we talked about what's going on economically, inflation and all this. He did a great job of capturing that, talking about the economic picture around here. And then at 8, we had Jake Mangus and Eric Wittstrom of Golden Valley, who did that economic snapshot that the chamber does every 6 months. And everything has just gone up, including unemployment. Setting new records as far as construction permits, just all the things that they measure. So it looks pretty good here in Redding, but you look at the rest of the country, we've also got at the same time the highest inflation.
Oh, yeah.
And Social Security is actually, for the first time in, a decade, is going up 5.6%.
But Medicare is going up the same amount.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, but also...
So everything you get is going to go out in Medicare.
Military retirements are going to go up that because of inflation.
I wonder federal employees.
Well, it could
retired
be federal.
Federal employees.
Well, I'm not sure.
That'd be nice.
I know that, combat-related pay, disabilities related to combat, that's going up. But for the first time...
Oh, in a long time.
Over a decade.
And Carl, in reality, it's been ludicrous because we look at they say that the cost of living for Social Security, federal employees, all of those things that you just mentioned, is supposed to be raised according to everybody else. Everybody else is getting 5% raises, 4%, 3%. 1.5%, 2% is all we've had for the last...
It's been a decade.
10 years,
decade. Yeah,
a long time. So it's good, but unfortunately with Social Security... The Medicare increase will offset most of that increase.
Well, and...
But it's better than going in the hole when Medicare
Yeah, it's better
up.
Than going in the hole. And then this inflation, Democrats don't like to talk about it. And they don't like to talk about the fact that we've had the highest inflation than we've had in decades.
Just now, go to the grocery store.
Oh, my gosh. If you can get it. And Sue had a story is that L.A.'s running 24 hours a day, but Long Beach isn't. And where you're unloading the containers, I read a great story yesterday from a longshoreman down there. He says, we're stacking these things in places we have never stacked them before. He says, the problem is, and they had a new record, not a new record, I think it was, they had 157 ships there, 88 being unloaded, and 75, whatever the numbers are, parked out there waiting. And they just wait and wait, and the crews come ashore. Someone go to Disneyland. It's all these things. But still, they're backed up like this. Trucking is a huge thing. Shasta College on Tuesday, heavy equipment guys, he said the average age of a trucker in the United States is in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mid-60s. These guys are going to be retiring, and they're going to be short something like 1 million drivers. And that's one of the problems they're having. So,
the thing is that they haven't made it attractive for many years. A lot of young kids just don't think about doing it. There's a whole process of between what the 20-year-olds now that are starting to get back into the mindset of what we think we need them to do, and up to about 40 years old, where they didn't think about doing much with their life, except going to school and living in mama's basement.
Well, even the ones that go out, their mindset on work, they have jobs that they can work almost anywhere from. Very bright kids, thought about this. So they'll live 6 months in Colorado, you know, skiing and doing the things they want. And then they'll go to someplace else for mm-hmm. 6 months or 3 months here, or 4 months there, because, you know, they can do that job. But talk to people around here, and I talk to people that rely on for service and that, it's difficult to get people that want to work 40 hours.
We went their whole period where we encouraged everybody. Everybody's got to go to college. Everybody's got to go to college. And we forgot about trade schools. We got away from the work programs that kids did, you know, apprenticeships while they were in school. All of those different programs where they learned a skill. We need electricians and plumbers and carpenters and welders and heavy equipment operators and all those things. And now all of a sudden we're finding that we don't have anybody going into those. I'm making phone calls right now to put up a new fence at the senior center.
Oh yeah.
Try and find somebody that will even talk to you.
Yeah, it's on Facebook every day. Anybody know a good carpenter? Anybody know a good plumber?
You can't even get anybody to give you a bid.
Here's the thing, Shasta College, and again, I go back to them and their trades programs they have there. What's the hard part is getting their guys and girls, because there's a lot of girls here now, to get them through to get that graduation certificate, because they're being hired out away from school.
Yeah.
It's not your pop's heavy equipment anymore. It's not your pop's heavy equipment anymore. They're driving these bulldozers and earth movers, climate controlled,
quite the machines.
Music, everything is kind of like, you run it by wire.
Electronic control.
Yeah, you've got that there. You got a computer there.
It's not important that they have a lot of physical strength and a lot.
That's right. Where it goes back.
Whereas a lot of women can get into it now as well.
But they also they're also providing training to get your commercial driver's license, your CDL, that goes with the heavy equipment. But these young people and older people who are making changes mm-hmm. can take a step away from school and be earning 60 grand a year starting off.
Yes.
I mean, that's not bad. That allows you to buy a house.
It requires a whole mind change, though, for our population, because we've been telling them that they've got to go to college for so many years that now trade school kind of seems like a trade-off. I mean, they're going to Shasta College, but they're doing a training for trades. Oh, we have a...
Who's that? Is that Mark?
We have a Mark on the phone.
Mark.
Good morning,
good
Mark.
Morning.
Good morning. So I'm in construction. I run a heavy equipment, but my son was a recruiter for the National Guard for years.
Yeah?
And he sat and watched the HAZMAT scores of kids in high school and coming out of high school plummet over the years, because there's not one school out there that has a shop class anymore.
There you go.
And so they were literally having kids that had no clue, because, you know, when you do the HAZMAT, there's all different kinds. It isn't just math and English. It's, you know, electrical, mechanics.
Yeah, if this turns this way, which way will it turn at the end? Yeah.
Yeah, and they were struggling. Even kids that were really good students were getting horrible scores on the HAZMAT.
Yeah. Well, that's,
and
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's terrible. We literally have nobody doing construction anymore. You know, the average operator, you know, in heavy equipment, I bet, is 50, 60 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we see nobody coming up behind us to do our job. Now, I have to say one thing. You know, in the private sector or the public sector, you know, wages have been going up and up and up and up and up. Even if it's 1-2% a year, you know, an equipment operator 20 years ago was making $20 an hour. That same equipment operator just 3 years ago was making $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe 22. Those wages have not moved in 20 years. But in the last 4 years, now a good operator is going to be making $30 an hour. They have finally realized, you know, we need to start paying these guys, because I know so many operators that got out of the construction business because wages and other things were going up, and construction literally got left behind.
Well, I think we're reaping the whirlwind on that one, Mark, with the total scarcity of construction workers, heavy equipment operators, which is why we're having a problem building things, getting things done on time. And people used to laugh at Shasta County because they said, oh yeah, you may have a large number of people, a great number of people graduating from high school, but how many of them go to college? You know, without those guys like you, guys and girls like you, nothing would be done. You know, nothing would be done.
But Mark makes a good point about the shop classes. You know, they used to teach what I termed basic life skills. You had the shop programs. You had auto mechanics. You had home ec, where even a lot of the boys would take it for cooking and sewing. Basic things that to help you not only to get a job but to live your life on an everyday basis. And now they don't teach any of that.
Well, you even have the farm.
Exactly.
Because remember, Shasta, Enterprise, and I think it was Central Valley, all combined to have a farm ag program.
FHA,
Anderson had its own.
Yes.
And then and West Valley hooked up into with Anderson when they split West Valley kids off from Anderson, you know, and it's just terrible that they have literally denigrated construction, truck driving. We could go on and on.
You know, you could list 20.
I will say that down in Anderson, they still have a shop program, and they still have an active 4-H program, an FFA program.
We got
to. Yes, they do. Did you go to Sacramento? Absolutely none of that exists.
No, only out in the smaller things. I have grandchildren that are over in Amador County, and they, you know, those smaller counties are real still active. But your bigger areas, none of the above.
We got to run, Mark. But thank you so much for your phone call because it was so it's enlightening that when you hear from somebody that, because people don't realize when you talk the ASVAB scores, that isn't just reading and writing and arithmetic. It is common sense and how things work. Which is one of the reasons that only 25% of all those who try to get in the military can get in, can pass the mental test, the physical test, the background, you know, the drug things.
How to use a screwdriver.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a good day, Mark. Thanks.
I should call Mark because I'm thinking about taking that heavy equipment class, learning how to play, how to drive bulldozers. Say, hey, can I get a job? Well... You look at me like that, but it's not like it used to be. Where now the
well,
other,
it isn't.
The other thing
but
they,
you don't really need a job,
thing,
Carl.
Well, that's true. Here's the other thing they do is when you do the heavy equipment driving and all that, then they teach them the CDL so they can move that equipment, and then they do welding because you have to weld a lot in that job for a variety of reasons. Anyway, all at Shasta College, and tuition's free your first year. You know. I don't understand why there's anybody saying, gee, I don't have a future.
And but go back. I remember he makes a good point about the shop class. When Rick was in school at Anderson High School, they had welding. I can remember the things he made. I've got them still. The things he made when the welding class, auto mechanics. Well, I took an auto mechanics class when I was in high school.
I think everybody should know how to change tires.
Well, change tires, check your oil.
Check
all
your
the
oil.
Things you used to have to do.
Used to be able to do.
Well, now you can't even find the oil.
Isn't there a dipstick?
Show me again. Okay, where's the air filter?
That's gone so far beyond this. Yeah. But you're right.
But, I mean, those are the things that we used to learn in school, which gave you life skills. Ability to function in the world regardless of what your occupation is.
And speaking of life skills, and somebody that, another one of those services that is offered is Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You'd have to train in this, and you can make a good living out of this, and this is what Jeff has done. He comes from the old school. He guarantees his work. He's not going to take any chances for the safety of your family, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for a free inspection and analysis. And he's not going to waste your time. You can fix it. He fixes it. He guarantees it for life. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. We'll be right back.
She's a good girl.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Chris Clark and Carl Butt.
This portion, On Friday.
Okay.
Everybody confused. It's not Thursday. It's not Thursday. Friday.
I know, and this will probably screw you and me up for the rest of the
week. I'll be doing something I shouldn't be doing tomorrow.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Huber over at Estate Granite. Mike's one of the good guys at Estate Granite. He's been doing artistry in marble and slate and granite for about 20 years. And he works by appointments only. He's a very busy guy, but you can get a free consultation. Give him a call at 241-STONE or look him up on estategranite.com. This is one of the good guys. He does wonderful work. Also,
I want to comment about the granite, though. Okay. How, you know, when you're thinking about things in your home that really make a difference on a daily basis that you can really, really enjoy, nothing is more important than your kitchen counters.
That's right.
I mean, you deal with them all day, every day, in one way or another, and if you can do something fantastic,
it does.
It makes all the difference in the enjoyment in your home.
And when you sell a house, that kitchen and the bathrooms are huge when you're making sales on a house. So Mike came in and spent 4 days just covered everything in our kitchen. It's beautiful, beveled, you know, granite. It's hand selected and all that. But those are really big selling things. And we're going to have House of Realty on in a little bit.
So much in your enjoyment in your home.
Right. Okay. Hey, Mosley Family Sellers is having their Harvest Festival October 23rd at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, number 300, right here in town. And I've got two tickets to it. And that includes entry to the pumpkin carving competition and wine and candy pairings. Plus, there is a special gift that goes with this that I can't talk about. First caller, 605-4567. Harvest Festival, Fall 2021, the 23rd of October. Okay.
Perfect.
What do you want to talk about? I mean, we got a few minutes here before.
We're going to talk about the whole school situation.
Good topic.
You know, I this is one of the things that I think of all the things that have happened with the COVID-19 and all the bad things that we've lived through. One of the positive things that I see is that it was an opportunity for the parents in our society across the United States to really get a good look at what their children are being taught in school. This has been a soapbox thing for me for years. I mean, literally for years, from the time that Angela Davis started teaching in Southern California in the 60s. And I was on the bandwagon about, you can't have a communist in our schools teaching, you know, and they said, courts came back and said, oh yeah, you can.
Look at it now, Angela Davis is probably one of the more moderates that's been in the system.
But let me say that Angela Davis is still alive and kicking and involved in all of this stuff that's going on. I read an article about that the other day. But my point is, you know, they had said in the books that I read at that time that the United States was too powerful, that they could never be taken over. You couldn't attack them. They were too widespread. They had too many guns. There's no way that any other country could ever attack the United States because it's just too big and too spread out.
Yeah.
The way they could conquer the United States, the way they could take the United States over was through their schools, through their children, from within. And I've been preaching on this since the 60s. Pay attention. That's exactly what they're doing. What are your kids being taught in school? Well, this was a big eye-opener with all this homeschooling when parents actually got to looking at what? They're teaching you what in the second grade?
Yeah.
And trying to help them with their math, trying to help them with their history and finding out, well, that's not what happened. It's been such an eye-opener, and this critical race theory, the sex education, the things that, I mean, I've talked to so many parents just here in Shasta County, and we don't have, as I understand it, as bad a problem as a lot of areas do.
Oh, yeah.
But
other areas much worse than we are.
Exactly. However, when I talk to the people that have school, they're very concerned about the bathroom thing. The encouraging to think you can be either sex, all of those different things that are being even in our schools here.
Well,
and maybe not as openly and outspoken.
Yeah.
But my point is parents have gotten involved across the United States.
Well,
and some really horrendous things are happening in these school board meetings.
And here's where you need to get involved. The school board meetings. It does no good to go up and talk to Judy Flores. Judy's a great person.
Yeah.
You know, the, she's, you know, the Shasta County Office of Education heads that up. But every one of the, and she'll tell you immediately, it's when you get down in the school districts, they control what's going on in there. Who controls that?
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. But it's how they can teach. It's how they do things. The school boards are elected. And as Bruce Ross points out, you know, they're elected every 4 years. I think it's every 4 years. They don't even have enough people running to fill the position.
They rarely have an
election.
And if
you don't like, I'm sorry, what?
They usually don't even end up having an election because nobody's, if they have enough candidates to even fill them, they just do it.
Well, and it's, so it's 4 years, every 4 years.
Yeah.
Parents have a huge say in who's going to be on that school board.
Yes, they
do. And if you're not agreeing with what's going on in the school, you take the, you know, you vote those people out and you vote people in that support the idea of education where they can, when they graduate from high school, they can graduate at the level they're supposed to be reading at, the math level, and they could pass the ASVAB as, you know, as your final. It's pass the ASVAB so you could get into the military, because that, what Mark said a little while ago was very telling. They can't get people to pass this because they don't have the total education.
But the issue, and I served on a school board, so I know you have control to a certain extent. You have the State Department of Education. You have the Federal Department of Education. You have a lot of mandates that come down as to what you can teach and what is the curriculum. And I'm not up to date on the current status of what they're teaching or all the different things that have rolled into our school system and the more federal involvement that we've got with all these things. But my point is what I've always said. We get the kind of government at any level that we deserve.
Including the schools.
Including the schools, including your special districts. We have the same thing with your special districts. Water districts, cemetery districts, fire districts. You can't get people to run for those positions. They're unaware that they're even out there. They're unaware that these things happen until they can't get water. They have a problem with the fire department. They're unaware. Cemetery
who districts. Who made that decision? And then you find out
exactly.
It was you that made that decision.
And we go back to what I said all along. The best place to be involved is at your local level, your school boards, your special districts. Sit down and figure out, you're writing that check for your water bill. Who's it going to, and who makes the rules of water that govern how you get that?
Yeah.
And all those different things make a difference.
One thing is the same all the time, though. High quality sleep.
Absolutely.
And high quality sleep. When I say that, if there was a picture in the dictionary when it says high quality sleep, it would be of a Sleep Number bed.
Yes, set at 55, which is my sleep number.
My sleep number setting last night was 45. I adjusted up and down depending on what's happened. I got my booster shot yesterday for Linda and I did. I never have problems with it. The hardest part for me with the booster shot is getting this multicolored Band-Aid that they put on, getting it off. It seems like it wants to become one with me. So, but the Sleep Number bed, we've had it now for well over 8 years. You know, the new bed, we fleeted up to the 360 smart bed. Great night's sleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
And without a good night's sleep, I really believe you get a good night's sleep. The next morning, you're able to be quicker mentally, physically. And, you know, it's just part of being healthy.
Absolutely.
It's always, you need to sleep.
If you don't get a good night's sleep, your quality of life is much deteriorated during the day. You can tell when you wake up fresh if you've had a good night's rest.
Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $800 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special financing. That ends Monday. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go and see Steve or any of the pros there. Lay on all the beds. Find out the one you want. And you can save $800 this weekend. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back. 7:48 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma, call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tico Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay, now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM for Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. I'm here with Trish Clark. Yep, it's not Thursday, it's Friday. Don't get confused.
Yeah, people are already.
Yeah, people are going, wait a minute, what day is this? It's in the chat room. Hey, let's go to the phones. Our phone lines are jammed. So
actually, we lost the second caller.
Oh, okay.
But we still
okay.
Got Don on the line.
Okay,
right.
Not so jammed. Don.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Wait a minute. Is this Thursday or Friday?
Help I know.
Me. It's Tuesday.
That's what I like. Hey, I'm calling about this teacher at Enterprise High School, Mr. Reed, I believe it is, who wants to call for a boycott of school on Monday, October 18th, at the Sundial Park there next to the Sundial Bridge.
Okay.
Because of the...
Thanks for advertising that.
Against the COVID mandate by the state of California.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess he hasn't noticed that there's Senate Bill 277 that allows religious exemptions. So I don't know where this teacher's coming from, but he's putting students in danger. He's putting his fellow teachers in danger and administration for loss of money from the state, not to mention... not being vaccinated or wearing masks. Now, where is this teacher coming from? And he says he wants to be the first one fired for not following the mandate. What is going on here in Shasta County?
I think the word is mandate.
Well, yeah.
That's what's going on. When instead of using education and common sense and working with people, and the numbers keep going up that are people who are vaccinated, you're telling people to, you will do this. You will do this. You will put this injection into your body.
For a reason, to keep them alive and their family members.
It's,
to keep them alive.
Well, it...
They choose, but that's, yes,
yeah,
that's
well,
their choice.
But, it,
but they shouldn't spread
they
it.
They can still spread it.
You.
They can... Don, I'm vaccinated. Everybody knows that. I got my booster yesterday.
Oh, am I? That's not the point.
I know. Yeah, well,
that isn't the point. The point is the mandate.
The mandate. You
know,
people
don't like mandates.
I thoroughly talk to people
between
about
words,
it.
Between mandate and law.
Not a law.
Mandated to get all the other vaccines through our life, polio, tetanus, et cetera. And all of a sudden, what is wrong with saving lives by getting the COVID-19 vaccination? What is wrong with that?
Well, I don't think any of us have ever been asked to show our inoculation certificates to do anything like go to a movie or get on an airplane or any of those things. And I think that's the issue with the mandate of there are reasons people don't want to get vaccinated. There are people that
they have those reasons in law. SB 277 is one of them.
This is the law. This is the mandate.
Card. You're right. But you do have it once you get vaccinated in case you are asked. So that's covered right there.
Well,
I understand what you're saying, Don.
But there's room for disagreement.
Social media. Or teach other teachers.
And this is not the other. This teacher
Monday
is not the only one that's promoting.
This is statewide.
This is statewide.
This is, in fact,
and it's being promoted
nationwide. Being pushed back.
Well, I'm talking local. I don't care about Tehama County, San Francisco County, whatever. We're talking Shasta County.
But he's not the only one in Shasta County who's promoting it.
Well, yeah, the Bethel Church. All the leaders of Bethel Church have put
Most
it on
Most of the schools are promoting it.
Yeah, Bethel Church, the prime ones, and they're the ones that caused 277 positive students at the BSM school at Civic Auditorium, which should be shut down because they thought the blood of Christ would protect them. They said that in their sermon, and it didn't. It didn't protect them. So they're a public hazard in their own right, the Bethel Church and the School of Supernatural Ministry at the Civic Auditorium. That should be shut down and turned back to the community.
Did any of those people die?
I don't know.
Well, see,
I don't
it
know.
Could have worked.
You don't know either.
I don't know
you
either.
You don't know that either.
I was just poking at you a little bit.
They shouldn't have.
We're running out of time, Don.
All right,
but
thanks,
we
Don.
Understand what
we
you're saying,
your
and I understand. I understand what you're saying. You know,
yeah,
and this.
I hope
yes.
a lot of other people listening. Yeah.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
Thank you.
Okay, Rourke, we got like 2 minutes. Hello, Rourke. You're on.
Hey.
We got like 2 minutes.
How you doing?
Fine. 2 minutes.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I just got to, follow up on the gentleman that you were just speaking with. But my point is when he was mentioning about the mandate or a law and that we should just comply, or that's what I gathered from him. But my point is the government, if they get this mandate forced upon everybody and the penalties and so forth, I don't see them stopping at the mandate for the shot. I see them, they could say gun violence is a pandemic and we just need to, forfeit our firearms, or obesity is a pandemic. You need to be monitored or what you eat. They can list anything that they want as a pandemic, is my point. And that if you're forced to do something, I don't see the logic of saying that you will comply by injecting something in your body for public health, and it just stopped there.
I think that's a good point, Rourke. It really is, because once you start mandating,
we give up our rights one little bit at a time. It's always for a good reason. I'll go back. I made a big fuss, and still do, about the drunk driving stops. Our law says that they have to have a reason to stop me. I have to be doing something before I can be stopped and checked. However,
yes.
We went right along with that, and the argument was, well, if you take one drunk driver off the road,
right.
it's worth it.
Yeah.
If you do that, it's worth it.
Let's go back to
one step at a time.
Go back to what Rourke is saying.
Yeah.
Rourke, I get the feeling that you're not against vaccines. You're against the idea of the government forcing you step by step, and you're absolutely right. If they can check, you know, at what point, just say obesity, if somebody goes into a restaurant and says, oh, I'd like to have that cake, I'm sorry, you're going to have to show me your blood level, your blood sugar level.
Well, they're checking right now. They're starting the salt, intake thing.
It's a good
call. That's right, you guys.
Yeah, good call, Rourke.
Okay, thank you guys for your show.
You bet. Good call, Rourke. You know, and that's the other side of it. It's not against vaccinations. It's
the mandate.
It's the mandate enforcing people.
It's your freedom.
I understand is that the city of Chicago, which has already got one of the highest murder rates and shooting rates in America by far, 50% of the police may not show up this weekend because of the vaccine mandate that Lightfoot has done. Got to run. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Week to recommend criminal contempt charges against former Trump White House aide Steve Bannon.
Representative Benny Thompson, who chairs the special committee, says the panel will vote Tuesday after Bannon defied a subpoena and failed to appear for a deposition. Bannon also failed to provide documents to the panel by last week's deadline.
Correspondent Mike Rossia says Bannon, a Trump advisor for 2 years, was not a White House staffer on January 6th. The Biden administration planning to reinstate a Trump-era border policy.
The Justice Department says beginning next month, asylum seekers will have to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court, complying with a judge's order. The Mexican government, which has raised concerns that U.S. officials are working to address, must give its approval. About 70,000 asylum seekers have been subject to the Remain in Mexico policy, which President Trump introduced in January 2019, and which President Biden suspended on his first day in office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Retail sales held up well last month in the face of sharply higher prices for just about everything. Sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in September from the month before. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's up 302 points, the Nasdaq 79 points higher, the S&P is up 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You spend a third of your life in bed. That's why we make the most comfortable sheets in the very best way. I'm Scott Tannen. 8 years ago, my wife Missy and I founded Boll & Branch to create the new standard in bedding. We source pure organic cotton and put workers' rights first. Today, Boll & Branch makes the highest quality sheets in the entire industry. You'll feel the difference of our famous signature sheets. They're made from pure organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Now's the perfect time to try Boll & Branch sheets, pillows, bath towels, and so much more. Each is made with super soft organic cotton by workers who are paid fairly and have come to feel like family. It's time to make the better choice and get the new standard in bedding. Visit BollandBranch.com today for free shipping and returns.
Experience a new standard of comfort at BollandBranch.com and take 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code GOLD. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code GOLD.
South Sudan's president has fired the state oil corporation boss.
Sol Ringmorwell recently denied the allegation that he'd ordered the accounts office in the state-run oil company to transfer $250 million to his private bank accounts in Dubai and Khartoum. He'd also been accused of giving jobs in the Nile Petroleum Corporation to his relatives. South Sudan is one of the most oil-dependent countries in the world, with oil revenue accounting for around 90% of the government's income. A recent report by UN experts drew a direct link between the massive looting of this wealth and the continuous conflict in the country that traps millions of people in poverty.
The BBC's Will Ross. Suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque packed with worshippers attending Friday prayers in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 37 people, wounding more than 70 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. Nippon Steel is suing Toyota over a patent for a technology that's used in electric motors.
It's a rare case of legal wrangling between Japan's top steelmaker and automaker over intellectual property. Nippon Steel filed the lawsuit in Tokyo District Court demanding compensation for damages totaling $177 million. also named in the lawsuit is Bao Steel, a Chinese steelmaker.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A federal appeals court has rejected the latest attempt by the Biden administration to strike down the Texas abortion law, the so-called Heartbeat Act. This does not mean the court fight is over. However, at least for now, the Heartbeat Act does remain on the books in the state of Texas. Once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks are sharply higher with the Dow up 289 points and the S&P trading 29 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 15th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm.
Good morning, Jared.
And I'm here with Trish Clark. Now, don't get confused. It's not Thursday. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And
you mess everybody
Linda
up all week,
Linda
including me.
Yeah, Linda and Trish flip-flopped for this week. And so glad you're here, hon.
I love being here, even if it's not Thursday. Friday works, too. It's 58 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 62, a low of 52. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 84 and a low of 51. On Sunday, cooling off a bit. A high of 71 and a low of 44. On Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 64 and a low of 45. On Tuesday, slight chance of showers and a high of 66 and a low of 49. So it's definitely getting winter, and we have a little bit of a chance of rain next week. We'll look forward to that.
Oh, I just saw, as they're saying, from the 20th on, we could get 2 inches of rain from Redding all the way down to below San Francisco.
That would be well received. And we did get some snow up in the mountains in the last couple of weeks, they said. So that's always good. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And on the phone is Susan Eastman with our market update. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green as earnings reports continue to impress and retail sales beat expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 274 points at 35,186. The S&P 500 positive 28 points at 4,466, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 58 points at 14,882. Active stocks this morning, Ford up 46 cents, trading at 15.91. Bank of America up 81 cents at 45.87 per share. AMC positive 74 cents at $40.81. For retail stocks of local interest, Target up $2.38, trading at $244.47. Costco up $1.19 at $451.85. Walmart positive 87 cents, trading at $140.74. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.56%. Commodity prices are lower. Gold is down $19 at $1,775 per ounce. Silver down 8 cents at $23.42. And crude oil is priced at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, you
have
are
a great weekend.
You are a busy girl.
Hey,
have you ever given
it? Cost me $82 to fill my tank up.
I know. It's incredible.
Chuck Kenny, who has Shasta Gas Propane, put a spot on the station the other day that talked about heating prices this winter. You know,
it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be. Yeah.
We're going to just have to buy some more blankets.
There you
go. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Or get a big dog from Haven Humane.
Get out the sweat clothes.
Susan Eastman from Stifel Investment. She's the First Vice President of Investments, located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 244-530-244-7199. Okay, if it's the third Friday of the month, it's
Trish
time
is
for...
Here.
What are you doing here today? This is Thursday, man.
I haven't made that mistake in a week. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Karen Middleton from House Realty. Where's Dad?
Dad is, what's the proper term? He's on assignment.
On assignment.
He and Mom both.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to get him extradited. I've contacted the federales, but it looks like it's going to be another week.
I saw a photo your mom put on Facebook. I think it was a margarita, but I'm not sure.
That's a possibility.
Is that a possibility?
I'm sure it was someone else's.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're abundant where they happen to be at the moment. So,
okay.
Yes.
That's
all right. Good for them.
Hey, I want to remind everybody before we get started here, tomorrow I'm going because it sounds fantastic. I'm trying to talk. And Tom and June, Linda's parents, my parents too, are in town because Linda's singing tonight at Riverview and out there on the deck. It's going to be a beautiful night. She's got her jazz group out there at Riverview Country Club. But tomorrow is Benton Air Fair, and they're going to have over 300 cars and a show and shine sponsored by Cool April Nights and O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Military vintage and Warbird aircraft on display, but the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team are going to be doing a demo there twice on Saturday, once between 10 and 11 a.m. and again between 1 and 3. Opening ceremonies will have Mayor Aaron Reznor and Congressman Doug LaMalfa speaking. Military flybys during the day featuring a KC-110 air refueling tanker and two F-115E Strike Eagles coming over. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be a kids' zone, a pancake breakfast from 8 to 11 a.m., and a barbecue lunch from 11:30 to 2. It costs all of $5 to get in. Kids are free, as is parking. And so all the money raised is donated to the Youth Aviation Scholarship Fund. This sounds like it's going to be great. It's like their 103rd anniversary.
They have a World
Benton
War II
Air
Corsair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be flying over. That's a big deal.
It comes over hitting all 12 or 16 cylinders.
Oh, yeah. That's a great aircraft.
Let's just hope he doesn't strafe the area. Okay. Sure he won't.
No, but that'll be a lot of fun. I know I'm taking my boy tomorrow.
You know what?
He just turned 4. He loves airplanes, helicopters. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to this.
Well, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. I just read a great article about this law that was passed, or this bill that was passed by the Sacramento Band of Thugs. And I think it was signed by Newsom, about doing away with the danger of doing away with single-family housing in suburbs.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this one?
Very.
Sure you are.
SB9 and SB10
yes.
are the two
yes.
bills.
Those are the ones.
And they were signed into law?
Yes.
And what do they say?
So, effectively, what they say in combination is that you should be allowed in single-family zoning areas, single-family zoned areas, to go in and be able to increase the density of that lot up to 4 units. So basically to allow for a lot split in a single family zone, to put 2 single family houses on, to be able to maybe put 2 duplexes on, or even potentially a fourplex. So in single family zoned areas. Now,
in the one they used, the example they used, they went in and bought a $400,000 house, and they tore out the interior, and they made it into apartments, essentially, or condos in there, and then build another place on it in a neighborhood. So now they've got like 6 people living where there were 2 people.
Mm.
So
there are a number of exclusions.
Danger Will Robbins?
Yeah. Well, I think the precedent that it sets is more disturbing than the reality of the laws themselves and how much they will affect certainly this area, but even really throughout the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
I think the estimate is that only about 5% of residential parcels will actually be affected or could potentially be affected by this new law.
Because of exclusions?
Exclusions. There's a lot of exclusions. There are a lot of exceptions. There is still at least a little bit of latitude given to local jurisdictions, although not much. And really, I think that's the big part of it, too, is that Sacramento now has stepped in and said, really, when it comes to your zoning laws, your density laws, we're really trying to take, they're trying to take away,
they're taking away
local control.
The local control here.
Absolutely.
Well, Cameron, to go back just a little bit, they did this a while back when we used to have T-zones, where we could determine as a local jurisdiction that we want stick-built homes.
Yes.
And that you couldn't put a mobile in these areas. And that became very troublesome when they changed that. When you had areas where you, again, say you've got a $400,000 homes and they're built all over the place and you've got one vacant lot and they bring in a double-wide mobile in the middle of that, that becomes troublesome to the people who have invested in these large-scale homes.
Absolutely. And I think part of it, too, is that, when we have CC&Rs.
Right.
For those that aren't familiar, those are covenants, codes, and restrictions. And those are usually neighborhood rules for the particular neighborhood. And some are more stringent than others. Some
are enforced and some aren't.
Some are enforced, some aren't. So when you've got the person with the RV, that's got their in-law in the RV next door, on the side of the house living there, that's not allowed. When somebody goes in and paints their house lime green with fuchsia and tangerine trim, there are some rules for those. Zoning, single family, size of the home, these types of things. So people move into neighborhoods assuming that those CC&Rs can be enforced or that there is at least a certain amount of regulation in there. And what the state is doing, it's kind of like what they did with the accessory dwelling unit law. They came in, a series of laws. They came in and essentially said your CC&Rs don't matter.
Yeah,
state law is going to override them.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to do this. Some don't let you park, leave garage doors open. Some don't let you leave, have parking. Parking is a big issue in a lot of neighborhoods. So, again, by increasing these densities, they're saying, well, you can't really go in and say that parking is going to be an issue. It's like if you now convert your garage into a secondary unit in your house and rent it out, you don't have to replace that parking. You used to have to. So with SB 9 and SB 10, they really, because of the exclusions and so many other issues, they're really trying, they're looking at the large metropolitan areas. So they're looking at places down in the LA Bay Area that don't have any room to grow. So they've got these single family neighborhoods where they say we need more housing. And certainly, with our Shasta Association of Realtors and the California Association of Realtors, we recognize that there is a housing crisis. There's an affordability crisis. We do need more supply.
We need inventory.
We need inventory. Our inventory right now on the market is 524 homes on our Shasta MLS, which is holding steady over the last couple of months, coming up off the bottom of a little over 300. So we do need more inventory. We're 2.5 million homes short in the state of California, units short. But is this the answer? I don't particularly think so.
In Shasta County, we still have plenty of land and lots available if we have the ability and the pricing to build homes. We have a long time before we're going to be out of places to build.
Yeah.
Before we have to start doubling up on what's already there.
Exactly. Now, Oakland may be out of room. Union City doesn't have any more room or any vacant land to now build on. Places like that around the Bay Area, certain areas. And so they want to increase density. And I can understand that, but you need to be smart about that planning. And rather than addressing it right off the bat and just saying from the state level, we're going to come down with this big hammer.
But that's what they do always. They try to do one size fits all. It can't happen in this state.
We have to take a quick break here. And somebody said, so 5%, be afraid of the what ifs, about these things. And my response to that, I always try to think of potential harm of laws that seem really innocuous when they first come in. And then the impact it can have later on, once it's accepted, and then, does that mean somebody could, they've got a good sized lot, so they build a three-story? They build a three-story, housing there? Could you do that?
It starts to get tricky, and it's a slippery slope. But at the same time, it's like the accessory dwelling unit. So for those that aren't familiar, that's the granny flat or casita you can put in, build a new structure in your backyard. State came down and said you have to allow these.
Okay.
And there were all kinds of reasons before they weren't allowed. And you also have to be able to allow a garage conversion. And you can rent out the main house, the garage conversion, and your new unit in the back.
Yeah.
They can't be vacation rentals, but they can be at least month-to-month rentals. So effectively, you could turn your house right now into a triplex and rent it out. So it doesn't necessarily mean that's occurring everywhere.
No.
So,
but it's possible.
But it could. But it could. And it could happen in your neighborhood.
You know what? We have a sponsor that we've had him forever, since the very beginning, and it's Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Rebecca and Henry are just two of the friendliest people you're ever going to meet. This is our jewelry store of choice.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, you know, they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. And after you go to Four Winds Jewelry and get a nice present, then you run out to Hawes Farms. Why? Hawes Farms is now open, and it's fall fun with family night every Thursday night. And all haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday at Hawes Farms, 6564 Deschutes Road in Anderson's. Tickets available at the gate or online at hawesfarms.com. You got a twofer that time.
Good.
We'll be right back.
From misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way from misery.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinfield Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
All aboard! Hawes Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Hawes Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Hawes Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Hawes Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Reading Heating and Air, Sinorama, Reading Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Let's do Neil Diamond the rest of the show.
Neil Diamond.
Let's just do Neil Diamond the rest of the show, buddy. I'd like to hear Sweet Caroline, and then we can all go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I want that part playing.
We can dance. Hey, Neil Diamond is the best dance music in the world.
Anyway. Oh, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark. Yes, it's Friday. Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, with all the crazy things going on in the stock markets and, you know, with inflation and all that. Maybe it's time to get a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k. Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of what you, where you have your money right now, and is there better ideas. We're here with House Realty and Cameron Middleton, and a question came in. Ask me if the city still has the rule a developer cannot grade a lot that's greater than 20%.
So the general answer to that is yes, but there are exceptions. And depending upon how much of the 20% slope is impacted on the lot, whether or not that can be cut and filled. In general, no. If you have a 20% slope, you can't just go right on and without any kind of cut and fill or any type of grading work and build on that. But you can, in certain circumstances, build in those areas. And it can be an issue of contention. I remember it was, gosh, when I was on the commission about 10 years ago, that we had that with Salt Creek Heights, the new subdivision that's, or new development out on Eureka Way.
Yeah.
And that was an issue. Was there were some driveways or some finger lots that had to, the driveways had to cross over 20% slopes.
Mm.
And we felt at the commission level that it was, that the cut and fill plan was substantial enough to be able to move those driveways over those slopes, to be able to, and not negatively impact the land, in order to approve that. So the Planning Commission approved it, but the Development Services Director at the time disagreed.
Okay.
He did not want it.
So, those kind of essentially then, you with very specific exemptions on this, then you can't.
Great. Yeah, and it gets difficult. I mean, people think, oh, hey, I can just go in with a bunch of bulldozers and we'll level this whole place. Well, not necessarily. You know, there's a subdivision most people don't know about, just south of Mercy Hospital, west of the Martin Luther King neighborhood, west of Railroad Avenue and West Street, and north of Grandview. Right there, there's just those hills in there. But if you look at it on a parcel map, there's a great big subdivision.
Uh-huh.
It's been subdivided. There's roads. What is that? It's Linden Canyon right there behind Mercy Hospital. So
okay,
Linden
yeah.
goes up, west comes down, and you can actually access it from Starlight Estates. So, but it's never been developed. And the main reason is because there's a ton of 20% slope in that area. It's the Seven Hills of Rome. So to get in there and actually go through and grade it and do it and develop it has been cost prohibitive forever. It's never even been looked at.
So, Cameron, this is a City of Reading rule, not a state rule?
It's a City of Reading rule, although it's a very commonly adopted one throughout the state.
Okay, because I'm thinking of several communities that have been in Grass Valley, Nevada mm-hmm. City areas. I mean, I have a nephew that lives on you literally are going straight down on the driveway. I mean, you just really want a parachute at the end of your car before you just don't know whether you're going to stop.
Oh, sure.
And there's a lot of those around up in Jackson, Amador County.
Yes.
Places like that where it's very hilly.
Well, the coastal areas with hills.
Obviously, they're putting things on over 20% grade.
Yeah, and they, in a lot of areas they have done or they did it in the past. They don't do it much anymore. And a lot of it, too, has to do with runoff and erosion mm-hmm. as well, and heavy rain events, that type of thing. A lot of science involved when you start getting in above 20%.
I want to take an early break here, and then we come back, because I want to talk about the housing availability here in Shasta County, Tehama County. I want to talk about the construction that's going on, and your feeling, just your feeling, because, you know, House Realty is, you know, the premier realty company around here, about people coming in from other areas. On that. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health, and is fully accredited chest pain center. I went down yesterday, got my booster shot. It was in, out, They want you to wait 15 minutes to make sure there's no after effects. There wasn't. And we took off from there. It's one of the places you can get your booster shots right there. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Love it.
Hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline.
Bo, bo, bo.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460. And we're playing Neil Diamond the rest of the day. And we're having a Neil Diamond fix here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been there, going there for 14 years. Love this place. Better known business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. You can come in. You can come in early if you want to and find out what's happening around town there. You just walk in, get your hair cut, walk out. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. No Dr. Phil or The View on their TV. Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton. Trish Clark, of course, is joining me today. No, it's not Thursday. It's Friday.
Yeah, don't get confused.
Don't get confused.
We'll be back to regular next week.
And
maybe.
We're here with Cameron Middleton, House of Realty. Okay, availability of housing, Shasta County, Tehama County. It's gone as low as 300 houses on the MLS, and it's usually...
Oh, good average is around 1,200.
Okay. So where are we at?
524.
Okay.
As of 10 minutes ago.
And are they moving as quickly as they were for a while?
Some are, some aren't. So this is getting a little bit more nuanced than it was before. If you've got a house that's clean, that's good, that's ready to go, usually in the lower ranges, in a good area, you're going to get a lot of activity. If you've got, and it's priced decently. I have some clients that just recently, they live on the west side of town and the Mary Lake neighborhood. They moved to the... They've been looking for a year for something else around town, a little bit larger with a pool. They finally found it. Got the offer in, but it was contingent on their selling. And theirs was a competitive situation, but they won out. So the contract said, okay, you have to get your house in escrow in 10 days. So their house is about 1,250 square feet. We listed it at $299.5. I listed it on Friday, 2 weeks ago. Friday, 5 p.m., saying we will review offers on Wednesday, 5 days later. I had 30 showings and 17 offers.
Wow.
Now, that's a record for me. I've never seen 17.
That was at $299, so obviously the price went up.
The price went up. All but one were at least list price or higher. So, you know, again, in a situation like that, you've got it's a clean house. It's decent. I mean, I wouldn't say it is cherried out to the max, but it's clean.
Yeah.
It's well done. They've got new flooring down. Front and backyard look well. Good fresh paint on the outside. I mean, it's a decent house. So, you know, we're seeing home people in certain areas that may be out of side city limits. You know, the house that maybe it's not been well maintained, that has some real problems to it. People putting too high a price. It will sit. And they may have to lower the price in order to get it, you know, into range.
Yeah.
But that one in particular, so at a certain range, it can still be a very, very hot market. So it's getting a little bit more complicated. And you talk about availability. Frankly, the rental market right now is even tighter than the housing market.
I've heard that. People trying to find a place to rent, it's just not anything available.
Can't do it.
You may know Bobette.
Yes, Rich.
DJ Bobette.
Yeah.
She's moving to Houston. Sold her house in 3 days. So, and that was kind of like, I think a lot of people, if it's priced right, you're going to move that house.
Yeah.
Now, how about the people coming in from out of area? What's your sense on that, Cameron?
We're still seeing them, but maybe not at quite the pace that we were. I think we are seeing less people from out of the area moving in. But they're moving for different reasons. I think before COVID was a factor, that being in the larger cities, I think we saw an influx last summer, really when there was a lot of the unrest in the streets.
Yeah.
We saw some more there.
Let's just say it was riots in the streets.
In the streets.
Yeah.
And full-on rioting. And so we saw a bit more of an influx then. But now it's for sometimes for different reasons, but we are still seeing it. We still have people coming in out of the area. These clients of mine, I mean, they missed out on multiple houses due to out-of-town buyers. They had one they were looking at over on the west side off of Boston that had, I'm trying to think, it was about $650. They went in, I think, 10, 20 over list price. Good offer. Solid offer. Somebody came in $70,000 above list price, all cash. Just, boom, blew everybody out of the water.
Wow.
Well, see, that's what's happening from the people from out of the areas. They've got these $1 million homes, $2 million homes. They can come up here and pick up a really nice house at a lot less money and blow everybody else away.
And it's a garden tract type home that they sold for $1.8 million.
And what I hate is that then they bring their ideas with them, too. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Well, not all the time. But we can't condemn everybody that moves here. Now, my last question I obviously have a mouse in my pocket here. Me and my mouse. What about people moving from the hinterlands, the kind of more rural areas, selling their places, moving into town in Shasta County, Tehama County?
Absolutely. You're seeing that. I mean, look at Shingletown, Manton. You look out towards even Igo and Ono. Areas in Cottonwood, even North Lakehead, some of those spots in the
not so much.
But you get about 30 minutes out, you see more listings, more people trying to sell, and I think too, and then they want to move into town. And we've got a client right now talking to us about selling their home.
And these are generally people over 50.
Yes.
And what would you say the reasons are for that?
So I would say there are multiple. One is fire. And therefore insurance, as we've talked about on here many times, water is another. So they want to be on City of Reading water. Whether they're in Bella Vista Water District, Clear Creek Water District, or they're on a well or some other small district further out. I mean, it's certainly Jones Valley or Craigview to the north. Or they're not on a water district. They've got a well that's getting tapped out or a ditch or creek they've been pulling off of that they can't anymore. I think the other one too is power. And this has finally hit Cassie and I. We live inside the city limits, barely, but we do. But our son now is going to Grant, pre-kindergarten and just a little further out Placer. I think now school has been in session a little less than 2 months and he has missed all or part of 7 days of school in 2 months due to PG&E power outages.
Yeah.
Whether it's the public safety power shutoffs or any other type of outage.
Well, we went off the air because of all the power went off to our transmission for the FM. They've got generators up there, but they can only last so long.
See, and
that's
a new thing because, I mean, I've lived in the same house since 77. We had a few power outages from time to time. This is getting absolutely ridiculous.
Well, there's a reason for that. They're being sued in criminal court for killing people. And so now they're going to turn off. So this is one of their mitigating. Well, we turned off all the power in that area. And, I mean, Shasta County is suing PG&E for 4 counts of manslaughter.
Yeah, the district attorney's pressing charges.
Yeah.
So, no, I think it's a real concern, and it's become an increasing concern. And the other part's the head fake. They were supposed to be out yesterday and today. So Wednesday night, we're getting everything ready because we know, Cole's going to have to be home from school and, mom was going to stay home and I was going to cover for her part of the day and we were discussing it. And then at 8:30, they said, never mind. Power's going to be back on. I had a friend of mine I talked to last night, lives off Irish Creek Road and goes, close to anyway. And he said, it took an hour to prep my RV so we could go out and stay in it for a couple of days. And then they tell me at 8:30, never mind. So the rural living is getting more difficult, and a lot of that's intentional out of Sacramento, like we've discussed. I think, too, a big part of our housing issues do have to do with size and type. What we're building right now is in terms of new construction, is on the extreme ends. We're building larger homes that are in the $400,000-$600,000 range, four-bedroom, 2,400-square-foot homes, larger ones. And we're building now due to a lot of federal money, we're building a lot of affordable housing. So, large apartments that are income regulated. What we're missing is what's in the middle. We're not building any new stock like the house I talked about. That 1200 square foot, $300,000, $250,000 home, what we often refer to as workforce housing. We're losing
starter houses.
Yeah.
Nobody can afford to build them. So once you buy the land, you do all the improvements. You still have to have a sewer line to the house, whether it's $200,000 or $1 million. You have to have that sewer line. You have to have the water hookup. All the development costs are starting to really eat in to where you have to get up into that $400,000+ range to make the house pencil. And because of whether they're turned into rentals, they go into disrepair, or they become vacation rentals, we're starting to lose more of those, what we call workforce housing, which is between 100 and 150% of median household income. That housing is where we're actually going into the negative. We're losing stock. So none's being created, and we're losing a little bit here and there.
Don Ajamian, did I pronounce that right, is making cement houses now.
Yes.
You think that could have a favorable impact?
It could. I think they're going to get creative.
Yeah, it's like 30% cheaper.
Yeah, they're going to get creative. They have to get creative. They have to start looking at other means. We have a task force at the Association of Realtors right now that's trying to work with the local jurisdictions to find some kind of incentives. And we're looking at everything from zoning to revolving loan funds to, we've got a number of different angles we're trying to look at how to do this. Shasta Lake City, Jessica Lugo up there, city manager, they've really done a great job trying to address this, finding vacant lots, blighted and abandoned homes, they now put them on their city GIS interactive maps so you can go find them. They're working with the local realtors to go and try and find, flippers or investors that will come in and fix these houses up or tear them down and start over. But identifying those properties, trying to give some incentives, and trying to turn those neighborhoods around and those parcels around, but therefore thereby increasing the housing stock in that workforce range. You know, the common thing, I know my dad has said it on the radio before, and he's right, is that we get a new big employer comes into Stillwater or somewhere else and says, hey, we're going to have 500 brand new jobs in the Shasta County area. Where are they going to live?
Exactly.
We don't have the housing.
And with the market and the price of timber or lumber, the cost of building and the lack of professionals to do it,
all material,
not going to change anytime soon.
No, and then you get into where we're having a backup in the ports and all this. Everything is just
windows 12 weeks out. Yeah. All kinds of things.
Everything.
We
got to take
don't
a quick break here.
Don't have anything break.
Got to have a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. SST Oil, and we're talking about jobs. You know, they're always looking for good truck drivers. They will train you in this job. Great, great pay, super retirement packages and all this. It's an employee-owned company run by people that come up through the ranks of SST Oil, who are out there 24 hours a day fighting the fires. Yeah, they had their people out there providing the fuel that our firefighters needed, including the jet fuel for the tankers. And now it's getting colder. Thinking about heating your house, that they are the representatives for Toyo Heater and Toyo Water Heaters. Give them a call at 241-1167. Find out how to heat your house at probably a lot less. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking to our future.
Mosley.
And
you were going to give away the rest of those Mosley.
No, I'll do that next week.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that Monday. I'm not going to give them away right now. Jared, there's something happening tomorrow.
Yep, you're going to have to hang on, though.
Nope, we'll get that right after the break.
And if you're giving something away, I'm here now.
I don't know why. And we've got an announcement as soon as we get back from the break.
$75,000 right to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play.
All you need is a free room. River Club card to play.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? You must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him.
Yeah, it's Neil Diamond Day here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Friday. We flip-flop this now and then just to see if you're paying attention.
So now you're all going to think you got Friday to do stuff tomorrow. Wrong. No, it's not Thursday. Today is really Friday.
Our guest is Cameron Middleton from House Realty, who has been around since, the House Realty has been around since,
1965.
So, you know, you're kind of like the dean of realty.
Grandfather started it in 65, Bob Middleton with three others, and I've been going ever since. I'm third generation there, so.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Jared, there's an event going on tomorrow.
Correct. There's a tournament this Saturday. It's a cornhole tournament. It's this Saturday, October 16th, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's open to all ages, skill levels. Gather your team and come ready for raffle prizes. It's for the Fire Inspector Jeremy Stoke cornhole tournament.
Killed during the car fire.
Killed during the car fire right down the street here.
Local, very popular, well-known firefighter.
It's going to be at Fall River Brewery, which is 4001 East Side Road.
Okay. Fall River Brewery.
I can't give the website because it's like out of a third-party website thing, but I can leave the link in the chat room.
Okay, we'll do that. So tomorrow from 12 to 8, you can go and play cornhole. Take your team together. So, okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and What do we want to finish up here? Somebody asked what the permits and fees were for building a house. And Cameron, you said?
About 30,000 plus.
In the city of Reading.
In the city of Reading.
Is that comparable in the county, in the city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake? Are they all kind of?
They're similar. Anderson's lower. Shasta Lake's a little lower. The county is lower, but it depends upon what you're doing. I mean, in the city, you're usually talking about a city lot.
Yeah.
The city utilities,
mm-hmm.
It's usually more straightforward. In the county, you've got acreage, you've got other things. It's a bit different. But, yeah, it's a high number. My uncle was talking about this yesterday, that when he built his house in 85, the fees and permits were $1,800. And, of course, they thought that was high at the time.
Yes.
So now it's up above 30. And, you know, sure, you do have to pay for future growth. But I think it's like anything else. There's a curve, right? I mean, you can go, well, hey, let's just charge $1 million a house in fees. Well, nobody would build anything.
Yeah.
Of course. We could do zero. Everybody would build, but then we wouldn't collect anything. So it's finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
In my opinion, we're above the sweet spot. It should be lower. And you know, there's a number of fees. There's overcrowded school fees. Even though you have schools that aren't overcrowded, you have... I mean, there's a lot of money that comes out of this, and it's oftentimes looked at as a piggy bank. But the question is, again, in that the good example, those lower ranges, by the time you build, you know, you buy the lot and you pay those fees, it's substantial. And a fourplex, we were talking about this SB9 and SB10. So, okay, you want to go ahead and put a fourplex now. Well, a fourplex, the fees and permits are about $100,000.
You know, it's the same, you know, even though it could be the same size as a large house.
Yeah, and then we wonder why we don't have any places for rent. Our rental market is that tight.
Well, so if you, that's a good point. You're building a $100,000 house, or a $200,000 house, or a fourplex, and that you paid for each living unit.
Yeah. So
okay.
you start looking at the fees and permits for that.
Yeah.
It starts to become cost prohibitive,
which is why we have a problem with building multiple family housing.
And that's oftentimes the side effect that Sacramento doesn't see. They say, "Gosh, let's just go ahead and zone it, and they will come. Let's go ahead and rent control, same type of thing." Now they're talking. You know, there's something called TOPA or COPA, which is Community Opportunity to Purchase Act, and they're doing this, talking about doing this in Berkeley, I think now San Jose, some other cities in the Bay, where, okay, we're going to go ahead now, and if somebody has rental housing that they want to put on the market, first they have to give first right of refusal to housing nonprofits or to the tenants to do it. They don't bite, okay, and there's a list that they keep, and you have to notify all of them. They don't bite, fine. You put it on the market, then you sell it. And once you sell the property, now you have to wait 60 or 90 days and give those nonprofits another opportunity to buy that housing for nonprofit rental.
Yeah.
And you have to give them 60 or 90 days to match the price only is the proposal. So when you start doing these types of things, people go, well, hey, I can't do a 1031 exchange out of this. My time frame's shot. I can't do – people start going, well, do I really want to be in the residential housing business? Do I want to own a rental? And that part's hard enough. It's even harder if somebody says, do I want to build rental units? So when a developer, there used to be a handful of developers here in town that built apartment complexes.
Right.
Built Charlie Marks, Knighton's, others, they would, you know, that was their big deal, was they built, you know, multi-unit. Nobody wants to do that anymore because there's so many regulations and they don't realize the side effect of that is, and the consequence is, you end up not building new affordable housing, and we end up in the crisis we're in now.
Now, going back to the permits, the city sets the fees. Is that based on state guidance?
No.
Does the state get any cut of that?
No. Not usually.
My last thing I said, probably state gets their cut, is not true. The city and county set the fees for building.
There's other things that the state gets.
Yeah, there's other portions. And where some of that can fall into play is with the school fees.
Yeah.
Because that becomes a district-wide issue. So there are other forces, and it also depends upon where you're at.
So many things going on.
So many things going on.
Now, I have to end up with this. Last night, you know, I'm not a baseball fan, and I'm sure as hell not any team from San Francisco fan, but the Giants lost. Are you a Giants guy?
I am.
And
what was the final
On Facebook, on Facebook today, I said, hey, SF Giants fans, are you riled today?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. No comment.
What's the final score?
2-1.
It ended on a checked swing that even the other team says, yeah, it didn't look like he came through, but hey, that's up to the umpire. So.
It'll be talked about. And I, you know what, it was a great series. I mean, you're talking two teams, what was it, 106 wins and 107 wins.
Yeah.
Incredible season for both of them. And in most cases, the, you know, those teams would be meeting up in the league championship or, you know, in the World Series if you had two teams with those records. In this case, they were the same division.
San Francisco goes home. Of course, I'm not that crazy about the LA Dodgers either, but I just...